Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
With your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Ray. This ministry is a load, no doubt about it, on the known world. All right, good enough. Well, I guess we'll get something going on another special edition called Thursday Evening. We'll get something going on. Let's throw down the international side and see who all weather the storm to say. I'm going to stick around till I hear what's got to be said. Let's see what's going on the international side. I can't see nothing on the international side. Page is blocked off. Well, I can't even talk about that. That page is blocked off, so let's see, can we get the L in, and we just do whatever we can do on this tape number 60. But I can't tell you who in the room because that page is blocked off. No doubt about it. This ministry is a load on the known world. So you meet the elder with a loud voice, you will say, Elder Mr. Kills, top part of a special edition called Thursday Evening. Yahweh bless you, that's Steve Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, the Sea Girl. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Elder Mr. Taylor. Well, we can't tell you we're in the room because that page got a block on it. And we'll maybe talk about that later on, the reason why. Well, this ministry has caused a lot of disturbance. And we can't tell you what's going on there, but we can tell you one thing. You can tell us who bring the broadcast, and we'll take it from now. So you're on the clock on who bring the broadcast. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see it as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And that's unfortunate that hands are reached out to block certain operations of Yahweh's ministry. Even on this end, I'm seeing more problems than ever before.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Well, can I still be heard there?
Yeah, you're being heard, but like I said again, you're being heard.
Well, that's
everybody. That's the thing. You're being heard. That is the big thing. You're being heard. And maybe in the power's ear, the hearing ain't liking what's going on, especially the Protestant, Baptist, and the Catholics. You on the clock. It was tears. Come on.
Well, once again, I do thank you for bringing me once again into tonight's broadcast. We always have a lot of disturbance. As I said before, I'm seeing more problems than ever before. People changing the word around, wanting to holler about what they think is right, and want to know what's wrong with the youth in the world right now. Why is Israel youth all scattered all over and not together like before? Seeing how the youth's acting. Well, the new order is not being taught and learned correctly. I mentioned this before, and probably see it's necessary to mention again. Pay attention. That new order is not being learned correctly. The mystery of the Bible is learning Yahweh's word and teaching it correctly. That's where the word came from Yahweh the Father, to Yahweh the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, and to the elders. Then the next step is at home, where we look at the Yahwali man that teaches the Yahwali mothers. The Yahwali mothers teaches the kids before they go out into the world. You know, that's a shame. Even animals train up their young before they release them, showing them what they should do in life, and that's in the animal world. That's really something, and we're supposed to be over them. We look at another example in the book of Proverbs. chapter 22, verse 6. 6 says, train up a child in the way he or she should go. Then when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. We find that discipline is a necessary instrument when raising children, and we're shown this in the book of Proverbs. Once again, in chapter 29, verse 15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but the child left to himself or herself bringeth his mother to shame. The due order is a taught behavior that is learned. Years ago, look what the indigenous elders did. They held their powwows and meetings and passed their stories and teachings on to the fathers and to the mothers. Tribal teachings about life. This is not done much more in Israel, not with the new Israel, which nowadays most of the parenting that we see is what we call peer pressure now, and no proper teaching in most homes. Another answer to this lies in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 5. 5 specifically says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the children of Israel, church of Yahweh? This is a problem that we have to really look into, because we know we all came to hear things in the Bible. That's why we're here in this program now. We came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never can understand. That's the truth. All of this, some can never understand, but we have to break that understanding down, and that's what we do on this program. Remember, that road to righteousness is very narrow, as it told us in the book of Esther, 2 Esther, chapter 7. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there is fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. And I've heard mentioned before, oh, Mr. Tibbs, you said that before about this narrow pathway. Yeah, I do, because it's almost in everyday life. Because in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13, look what happens when you're given too much leeway. 13 says, enter ye straight at the gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. So this is what we're faced with, trying to stay on that narrow road, learning about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. But I can tell you now, you don't have to look no further. You found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class we do have. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time is starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine, and at www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, when you're doing this, I always remind you that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio stations, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program, Kodo Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. I've had someone mention, how do you get to this calendar? I mention each time. Type in Yahweh Radio Live. And after you get there, you will see the calendar. It will have a list. Once you get into the calendar, click continue. The feast days will be explained by biblical verse. Also, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words once again, Yahweh Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a couple of email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is Tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions on questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects and related topics. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, also by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. At that point, just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal BroadTalk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on PalTalk. PalTalk will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find us where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. So, if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk for your convenience. Yahweh be with you all. But, as I've said many times before, do not try to win that Bump the Gums contest. You will miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. So we can learn Yahweh's words. Let's keep our Bibles open. Turn our program back to us here as well. And say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that elder, and that's a great thing. And I'm looking at all these memos, and you know, and the page is blocked, but we can't see exactly what's all in the room. So it'd be that way sometime. But one thing we do know, this ministry is a load because we are unlocking the minds of those that got an ear here. and them the ones that got to hear, because it talks about that. You take a look at that. Exactly how many is going to make it anyway, you know, everything is prophesied. And it's told. We'll take a look at a little bit of everything. But let's see. Foxtail been lit. The curtain air went up. So, Mr. Tibbs, we're going to go into the people in that microphone. And we don't see the curtain teachers. They not made it in the room. You know, Mother E, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Foxtail been lit. The curtain air went up. So, Mother E, you on the stage. Yahweh be with you. Mother E, you on the stage. The curtain hair went up. Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right. So, Elder, we're going to take a big one, see when you open up. And as the stage gets all lit it up, and we'll get to them as they unfold themselves. But right now, we're going to begin to play it by ear, no doubt about it. Let's see if we open up on the special edition call Thursday evening, and let's see what it says. And before you read Luke 12:12, you know, how about looking at Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and we're going to take a look at something and see which way it goes. And the special edition call Thursday evening. Let's take a little peep at Matthew chapter 10, 19, 20. Elder Mr. Tibbs, what do that say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 19 and verse number 20. 19 says, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought of how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak." 20. "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you."
Yeah. So once you start to wake up the known world, understand it's not you that's doing that. That's the Spirit of the Almighty that's been put in you to inform. And it's time now for us to wake up. And it's time for us to start reacting. It's time for us to proact instead of react to everything. So he's telling you it's time to wake up. Wake up. And he talked about a specific people that was given orders and that they agreed on. My father will take a look at that too. But right now, let's see what it says.
Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say."
Yes. In that very same hour, and see, that's the game changer right there. You got to find out that it's not a cliche that's being said. When the righteous spirit starts teaching you, the righteous spirit going to reveal some things to you, and it's going to really open up your eyes to, and those that got an ear to hear, can open up their eyes. Mother E, let's run to Zechariah 13, pick up verse 8 down to verse 10. Mother E, look at Zechariah, and Elder Mr. Tibbs have me, Sirach chapter 3, verse 32 down to verse 36, waiting on. Take a look at a statement that's written in Zechariah chapter 13, 8 through 10, Mother E. Let's see what that says in Zechariah chapter 13, 8 through 10. Come on.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, said the Yahweh, too far therein shall be cut off and die. But the third shall be left therein. Verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refrain them as silver is refrained, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Yahweh is my Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. But he said he gonna do what again there, mother? He back up again to verse number 9. But what did the Almighty say he was gonna do?
Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refrain them as silver is refrained, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Yahweh is my Yahweh.
Well, but now you have dropped the bombshell on this tape number 60. You mean that we just can't sit and think we doing right? Yahweh gonna do what with us? Try us.
Right.
He gonna try. You gonna be tried. So, and he always gonna test you whatever you love the most. So he gonna try you. But he tells you over in 16:33 of St. John, he said, now, I'm going to try them until, and the key to it, when you call on his name. So what do you mean by he's going to try you? So what are you telling us? That you're going to be tried. So understand something. We faces a lot of things, but in the same token, Yahweh is telling you, okay, you face a lot of things, but that means you haven't read my book. You think everything in this book is not to come to pass. What is written in 16:33 now, Mother E?
St. John 16:33.
Yes, ma'am. What's written?
Book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
He said, in the world you will have what, Marie?
Tribulation.
You will have?
Trials.
And that's what my mother tell you, I'm just about every RN this baby. Hold on. You definitely going to have it. You're going to have tribulation. So he's telling you, hold on, because you're definitely going to have tribulation. So you think you're going to order water and say, well, hold back the wet. It ain't going to work like that. You got to hold on, no doubt about it. So now let's and find out, oh, what are you going to do there, Mother E, in 9 verse 10? Let's go to 9 verse 10 of the book called Amos. This is real good. Matter of fact, you might read 9:9. Yeah, we can read 9:9 to show you talking about a specific people. A specific people, he's talking about something. What it says in Amos 9:9 and verse 10.
Okay. The book of Amos. Chapter 9. Book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, for lo, I will come, and I will sever the family of Israel among all nations, that his corn is sifted in a sifter. Yet shall not the least rain fall upon the earth. Verse 10. All these sinners of my people shall die by this Lord, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
That's big talking, Mother. Now, Mother, again, you study dropping these haymakers. What did you say again? What did you read in verse 10 again? This is what he's saying. So, and we're going to start breaking that down shortly, but we're going to take the lesson the way he's given us. So we got to understand one thing. Everybody got to play their role. But this is what Yahweh told Amos about the scattered Israelites. They're going to be scattered through disobedience. And but what did he say about the scattered Israelites in 9 verse 10? One more time. What did he say?
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor forget us.
You see that? So he let you know the ones that continue to teach the way they teach, they not, well, we'll precept all that. We'll precept all that. Hold that point where you had, hold on, Mr. Kill. Back up to Timothy 3, verse 1, and we'll come back with what you want. And it came on stage, so we'll be bringing in Brother Makai in shortly. But now, back up to the 33rd chapter, and let's see something. I'll call that 33, and let's read a little bit till we get out for us. Let's go to
and the book.
33, and we'll pick up in verse 1. We want to see, can we pull some out? In Ezekiel 33, verse 1. Now, we're working on something. We don't know what we're working on, but he letting you know the sinner of my people is going to die. He letting you know, soundly, if you a sinner, the man say, I'm going to kill you. Hold that point. Let's bring Brother Makai on stage and say, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice there. But the guy is there, one of the teachers out of Camp 1. Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, still. See you, Roy. Yahweh be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, we just heard that the sinners of my people is going to die. Now, can you break down that in writing in 1 John chapter 4, 8 and 10, what is you talking about? I'm coming right back at you, Elder. But let's play this according to what way we're hearing, Brother Micaiah. Let's look at our 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, 8 and 10. What that say?
Okay, 1 John. You want me to go
read
that? Yeah,
chapter 3, verse 4, 8 and 10.
I can read it. And we go get a understanding about that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, 8 and 10.
So we just read, and we just read by mother Eve, the sinner of my people is going to die. Now we just read that.
Mm-hmm.
So all is baptized by the field, the sinner of my people is going to die.
Okay, the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4, verse 8, and verse 10. Verse 4 reads, whosoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah structure, the first five books of the Bible. For sin is the transgression of the Torah structure. Verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahuwah was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 10. In this, the children of Yahuwah are manifest in the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh, neither he that loveth not his brother.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't love your brother, then you're not doing righteousness. Okay, you're not. And the brothers he's talking about, Brother Micaiah, what brothers he tell you about? You have to love your brother that we can read. Look at the 19th chapter of Leviticus 1, 2, 17, 18. So what brother is he talking about? Is he talking about when you be off into them when you meet the mothers out of camp one, with a loud voice you say, Mother Eve, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Mother D of Israel. Now, there's a statement I want to bring out before we get back. And I forgot what was said, but I know one thing. He said, yeah, Seer, but I want you to find out who your brothers is, but Mother D of Israel and Jeremiah chapter 7. You got to make sure your brothers is not where. And we're going to take a look at that. Where? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the brothers he's talking about, in my family, we might well bring one because we're going to find out who was telling the seer this. So now whoever telling the seer this, we want to take a look at this 7 verse 1. Let's read me 7 1, then I want to precept what was in this meaning. 7 verse 1 of Jeremiah, Mother D of Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying.
Good. Hold that point right there. So Jeremiah was not speaking on himself. That means he must have the spirit on him. He must have the call, but that like they like to call it, he had the Holy Ghost on. Now back up and find out exactly How did he get this to be qualified for the word of Yahweh to come up on him? Let's back up to Jeremiah chapter 1 and then look at verse 4 and 5. We're going somewhere with this, but it'll take a minute to get there, and those that got in here will catch it. Jeremiah chapter 1, Mother D of Israel, and let's see what Yahweh says. And in verse 4 and verse 5.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 5, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a seer unto the nation.
Mm-hmm. For what reason in verse 9? Let's see, was it to always be, to what? To just what? What did he do all that for him according to 9 verse 10?
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 10?
No, let's get down to verse 9 in that same chapter 1 and look at verse 9 and 10. Let's see. He formed him in the womb. Let's see what he formed him in the womb to do what? Verse 9 and 10.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth And Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my word in your mouth. Verse 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Yeah, and then ain't right there, Brother Royce. So you got a ministry out here, and that's why, you know, keep telling you, it's very important to understand one thing. You know, we're not able to look and see who all in the moon, and you know, we don't see the count, because like I said again, because the one thing, this ministry now, it's got, well, the Catholic Church, and Protestants, and Baptists, they got complaints on this camp called the Bourne for the two Israelites. And understand one thing. And the complaining is one thing. They saying some things that hold that point, Brother McKay. This what they saying some things, Brother McKay, before you read what you got. That's back up to St. John. And this is what it says, Brother McKay. In the sixth chapter, it make a profound statement. You know, but we knew these days was coming. And St. John chapter 6, there, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what I can pull out of St. John chapter 6. What I want to pull out. Let's see what it says in St. John chapter 6. So this is what the big dignitary is saying in 6 verse number 6.
In the book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 6. Verse 6 reads.
6-0. 6-0. 6-0. 6-0.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 6. Verse 60 reads, many therefore of his followers, when they had heard this and said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it?
Yeah, so this is a hard saying. What's going on? So what's going on is a hard saying. Are you saying that everything got to run through the six anointed camps of Boston, two Israelites, and you showing everybody stronghold what they're going to? This is a hard thing. Who can hear that? But, you know, somebody must be in it, and we'll have to deal with it through the way, because basically, we ain't going away. You got what I'm saying, just get what he's saying. Once you organize, once you able to deliver the word of Yahweh uncut, and don't be shaking and faking when you're on the clock. That means you got to have the right spirit, and you got to show you about the right spirit a little bit later. So you just can't jump down this book and think you can entertain without having the right spirit in you. And we got to tell you about the spirit in time to come. You think it's not a show. You saying a camp that can soundly take care of Yahweh's business, and it's not the way as business as you. Now, what was you holding there, Brother McKay? I'm trying to get to the elder and bring out some stuff. What was you holding?
I was holding Leviticus chapter. Let me go back.
Yeah, well, you was holding Leviticus, find out who is your neighbor. Because we find out, as a matter of fact, you will find out who your neighbor is. But before we find out who your neighbor is, I got to go back to, see, you don't want your neighbor to be this type of person, Mother D.F. Israel. Right. You find out about who is your neighbor. Now, come on back again at Mother D.F. Israel, back into Jeremiah. And we read something. Well, we found out that Jeremiah was led by the Spirit of Yahweh. That's what we found out so far. So we got that part. Now, let's see, and we found out he's to root up, straighten out some things. So those that saved, he was to rebuild it. Now, we want to read verse number 2. So now we see now the Spirit, that Spirit is in him. And matter of fact, before we read that, Mother E, let's find out what Spirit was in him. Although we already is clear about it, and I want to go another way and find out what Spirit was in him. 1 Peter chapter 1, 10 and 11. Let's see that he only had the Spirit in him. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. So when you get a stand back off of it, you'll see how Yahweh operates. Because when you hear what the six anointed captains bring to you, somebody going to tell you, and understand, it's time now to come out their darkness and put more effort in taking care of Yahweh's business, land, school, banquet hall. I'm in the radio station. Let's get busy. Let's see what it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, 10 and 11. What did it say there, Mother E?
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10, of which salvation the seer has inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the covenant that should come unto you. Verse 11. Searching what manner of time the Spirit of Yahweh, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand. The suffering of Yahweh and the greatness that should follow.
Now, Mother, you just dropped another big time nugget. You mean when the seals are talking, they got a word there that was a polluted word called Christ. That word both been brought out, Christ, polluted for Yahweh the Son. So what spirit was in the seals was Christ, polluted for Yahweh the Son. It's very important because you find out one thing, that when the men that brought this word, they wasn't in no cemeteries learning anything. They learned directly from Yahweh. They had these seals had the Spirit of Yahweh on them. The polluted words you see there called Christ.
Right.
So these men is telling you what it's going to be about. It's up to you to take heed that if the story is already told, you just been going the wrong direction looking for it by being taught by the other nations. See, that's what gonna happen to you, and that's why you're in an uproar, because now you're hearing an uncut message in a lesson that no organization can put on the table that can do anything the six anointed camps bring to the table 6 nights a week of voices of a true Israelite. Because the Spirit of the Almighty, Yahweh, polluted for the word called Christ is in them. See, Christ ain't but a misnomer name for Christo. That's the Greeks into that. The sinners of Esau, taking out the name YHW as you put in the word called Christo, and then you holler Christ. That you can trace your name back to me. So you can understand something. We gonna step on a whole lot of toes because one thing about it, the timeline is here. And that's why we trying to get the six anointed camp to understand one thing. It's time to step the game up in the understanding of thus says Yahweh. if Yahweh put the school together tomorrow and 12 rooms there, where's the 24 teachers at? Two in each room. One back each other. Where they at? And how you know you can teach? How you know you can even hear what's going on if you're not teaching? You got to know the word, but you got to have the right spirit in you, because they're not going to rest on you unless you know that the spirit of Yahweh the Son got to be in you to recognize and be able to take down the gang cells that bring in that folly part, but they're going to be sincere and they're going to be with juice bringing in their folly. But you got to show sound. That is bad teaching. But you can't tell it. You got to go in the book and get busy. That's what I'm trying to show you. Now, we don't see it all that. So now, we just read a statement about your neighbor. But you ain't gonna find your neighbors where? Come on, mother. Let's find where you're not gonna find your neighbors at. Let's go on. Let's see what we're talking about first. The first one gotta understand this thing is who? Jeremiah 7:2.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 2 reads, stand in the gates of Yahweh's temple and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of Yahweh, all you of Yahdah Judah that enter in at these gates to worship Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So who got to hear the word first, that mother D up Israel? Let's see, is this the Catholic, the Protestant, or the Baptist? Who got to hear the word first?
Yahdah Judah.
Did you see that? Now who got to hear the word first? See, that's the point we're trying to take you, see, right? How is you going to them to hear the word, and you got the word, they're supposed to hear the word from you? You see, mm-hmm. You see what I'm doing? This man was raised from the womb to tell the word is first, is taught to you. Before you get the word, you got to understand how to deliver this word. Now let me say in verse 3.
Look, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 3. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. And I will cause you to dwell in this place.
Four.
Trust you not in lying words, saying the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these.
So he tell you, don't trust in lying words. Don't let them show you things that's lying words. See, he's telling you, Yahdah Judah, listen, stop trusting in lying words. And that's what we do today. All we trust in is lying words. And you tell you the spirit got to be in with them because of their appearance. Them lying words. So he's telling you in advance how to catch everything in verse 5. And Bo Micaiah, take it to verse 6. Give me verse 5, Bo Micaiah. Pick it up at 6 and we'll read a little bit to get the point. Verse 5.
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 5. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doing, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor.
He wants you to judge between the man and his neighbor. We'll take care of your neighbor in a minute. Brother Micaiah, pick up verse 6 and read a little bit. Let's see what he says.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, beginning at verse 6. Verse 6 reads, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after false Yahwahs to your hurt. Verse 7, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Verse 8, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. verse 9. Mm-hmm. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, Lord God and Jesus, and walk after a false Yahweh whom you know not? Verse 10. And come and stand before me in this house, called by my name, to do all these abominations. Verse 11. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen, says Yahweh. Verse 12. But go you now into my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. Verse 13. And now, because you have done all these works, said Yahweh, and I spake unto you, rise up early and speak, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. Verse 14. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as have I done to Shiloh. Verse 15. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brothers, even the whole seed of Ephraim, polluted words for the northern kingdom. Verse 16. Therefore, pray not you for this people, neither lift up cry or prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Verse 17.
He's telling Judah this. Yah God is the He's telling you now that a change got to come. He said, now this is talking about, and that's the reason right now that who is being cast out and how many in verse 15. This is what the man is saying here.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim, polluted word for the northern kingdom.
Well, but hold on, just don't even put that in, man, because I'm going to go back and find out exactly who this is. Just read where you see it, Dale, and we'll let the Bible tell you when you see this word Ephraim, what do it mean in Scripture? Read that again. Okay. And we'll find out what this word means. Read that book of Jeremiah.
Yes, sir. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brothers, even the whole seed of Ephraim.
So the seed of Ephraim is your brother. Now who is that? Back to verse 12. Now watch this.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. Verse 12 reads, but go you now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel.
Ain't that you see that? So you see, Israel, see, and you got to be, that's why you have to understand how to understand your Bible through the spirit of Yahweh. When he's talking Israel, after you get past 1 Kings 12, you got a split kingdom. You got to be clear what Israel you're talking about. You got two Israel, Yahweh, Judah, Israel, and Ephraim, Israel. So you got to know which one that he is have cast out. He said, I'm going to do you the same way, Yah God Judah. The same thing I did to my people, Israel. So when you read my people of Israel, you put it all together as one people. No, after you get past 1 Kings 12, it's no more all Israel. It's the split kingdom. And that's when Yahuwah can peep at you a little bit different, when you can recognize the split kingdom time talk. Once you get out of 1 Kings 12, now you're in a split kingdom time. You got to be able to draw between southern and northern. And then Yahuwah is telling southern, you seen what I've done to them, right? All your brothers, the siege of Ephraim, and you find out ill, which is my people, Israel. See, you got to know how to start teaching this thing a little bit more clear and painting this picture. Because those, remember, the 12 rooms, you will have other tribes in different rooms. You got to be able to teach this thing, but and bring it together with the understanding of the Bible. Because not understanding that you from, I'm from the tribe of Judah, so what? You don't know your rules and regulations of the tribe of Judah. Judah leads. How you lead calling yourself Christ? How you lead calling yourself Jesus Christ, the black Messiah? What is that at? That don't work in this book. See, you got to get away from the clean, and let's get down to what the book is saying, and we'll be all right. Oh, that's one. Hey, you know, let's run to that third chapter. See, the reason why we're saying this, because one thing about it, this ministry is a load on everybody. Because, well, you know why it's a load on everybody? They're going to tell you what the book is saying. And if you got the right spirit, and you'll catch it too. But if you don't have the right spirit on you, you still got that iron in your head and that unbelief from Satan in your head, you're not going to be able to do this. You'll be fumbling around all the time. And you'll be at a standstill until Yahuwah release the warmth. That's going to be the action. You know, he going to do it because he already said, I'm going to take care of this thing. But right now, if I change right now, where would I pay mother? He said, if I done anything right now, and the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 8. What it said, Mother Eve? Now, look what he said in Luke 18, verse 8. Right now, okay, he come tomorrow and make a move. Look what he said. Look what he got written over here in 18, verse number 8 of Luke.
The book of Luke, chapter 18,
verse 8. Yes, ma'am. What that say?
The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?
Okay. Did he say? Nevertheless. He said, I'm definitely coming. But when I come, will I find you a covenant keeper when I come? How will I find you? How will I find you? How would your mind be when I find you? Would you be a covenant keeper when I find you? If you're not going to be in a covenant keeper, the man going to deliver you up or rail on the rest of them. That's the point I'm trying to make, Dave Wright. He said he gave you example by taking Northern King East. He's not going to start all of these people. They don't only have their mouth even talking about nothing, because 99% of them is all up in the Catholic Church. 99% of them, they don't even worry about the Baptists, but the Baptists and the Protestants and Pentecostal, all in the same place. But the same place. If he came right now, 99% of the 10 northern tribes is in the Catholic Church. They're in the head Christianity Church right now. That's why he came right there. I cast out all of them. All of them. So you clear that there's no way in the world you're supposed to get now. Worldly, they can put on roofs and do it, fix cars, do all that. They got that tree. But when it comes down to this right here, there's no way in the world Northern kids don't have a mouth open when it comes down to this book. With the understanding of what Yahuwah just said, I've cast off all they see. So if they see cast out, why would Northern Kingdom have their mouth open, period, when it comes down to the word of Yahuwah, and you sitting there listening to what Yahuwah, you call him a liar? Northern Kingdom cannot help you. The only one can help you is Yah God given. The only thing going to help Northern Kingdom is returning back to Yah God given. According to God. See, we got to know these things. Huh? Everybody got to know their position. And that's why Yahuwah had this minister come on to show you your position. How you break down words and understand your position and the order Yahuwah got in Haiti. Once you're in order, what he got waiting on you. Once you in order. You're not in order. You know you're not in order. You know why. We'll talk about that later. But now let's bring the elder in and let's take a look at something in 33rd chapter. See, and the reason why we talk like the way we talk, because this is the reason why we got to talk the way we talk. And I know we hit on every side, and all the big dignitaries, they mounting up like horses, saddles on horses. But then we look at Ezekiel 33, and Ezekiel 33 will say some things, and then he said, wait a minute. You know, wait a minute now. So then the book just opened up to you. And Ezekiel 33 now, Elder Mr. Tibb, look at the first one and see what's going on in the life of Ezekiel and 33 verse 1. We're just going to start reading a little bit so we get our point. Let's see what's going on there, Elder. Ezekiel 33, pick up verse 1, come up. A lot of audio, come up.
Ezekiel. What was that, chapter 33?
Yes, sir. Pick up verse 1. Pick up verse 1, let's read you again, mm-hmm. Point. See, the reason why we talk the way we talk, because he always bring you to a scripture, and you got to make sure you examine yourself through the pages of the book. Let's see what he said in 33. Let's do a little reading there. Come on. Call them verses out.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 1. 1 says, again, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying.
Verse 2.
Son of man, speak unto the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman.
Hold that part right there. Hold that part right there. So he said, now listen. Now who he's telling this to? He's telling Ezekiel to say. Now, the minister is saying to Ezekiel spirit, because that means he had the Holy Ghost in him too. So when Ezekiel was speaking, in them terminology word, otherwise he got Christ in him too. You got Christ in him, the Holy Ghost, all them pagan words in him, but he got the word of Yahuwah in him. So when Ezekiel was speaking, he's speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah. He said, when I bring a sword on the land, huh? When I bring a sword on the land, that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You got a watchman there. When I bring a sword on the land, verse 3, come on.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse number 3. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people.
Wait a minute. So what is the six anointed camp's job is to do, according to verse 3 to Elder? Bring a little more audio on that. So now, what is the duties of the six anointed camp to do, according to verse 3?
Verse 3 says, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he bloweth the trumpet to warn the people. It's supposed to warn when the sword comes.
Okay, but what do you mean? Well, what do you mean by that? Let's run to Isaiah 58 there, Elder. What time are you talking about? Now, and when you see the sword come up on the land, and he blows the trumpet and warns the people. What are you talking about? Let's all run to Isaiah 58 there. Put a marker there. I'll come right back there in a minute, but we're going to run to Isaiah 58. Find what he's talking about. Now, he's telling you what you got to do. That's why we read over in 1 Corinthians, the rest of 4 verse 9, that we've been sitting last to take care of his business. And a great door has been opened up for the take care of his business, see. So now the great door is these networks all over, and they all is logging in, and they saying one thing. That ministry called Voices of the True Israelites is going to be a load. Who's going to stop that ministry? Who's going to stop it? They saying too much. But you're not going to stop it. Blown off. You step under the rule or regulation of Yahuwah, you're only going to get stronger and stronger. The long you step under Yahuwah, but you start leaning to the left or the right, you're going to lose. Change up front. Now, in the 58th chapter there, Elder, let's see what he wants you to blow, that you can read. 58 verse 1, that you can read. What do you say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse number 1. Cry loud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, sin, and the house of Jacob, known as Israel, their sins.
Mm-hmm. And do what? And 57:21. If you do that, then what's going on that we can read? And 57:21. What can we read? When you do what he just told you to do. What do you got written in 57:21 behind that?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse number 1 says, there is no peace.
21.
57, mm-hmm. 21. That's where I'm at. 21 says, there is no peace, says the Yahuwah, to the wicked.
I ain't no peace to the wicked. You know, all the one with y'all come from another way, ain't no peace to you. You'll be always fumbling around. What do you say? What that mean? What? It ain't no peace to the wicked. You're always going to be. But the one that got here to hear, they going to say, I like what I'm hearing there. Ain't no peace to the wicked. The wicked is disturbed about this ministry. Now, let's get back to Ezekiel. Now you're totally Ezekiel. Now look at you. So you raise your voice up like a trumpet. That means you don't mess around, and otherwise you come boldly with his word. You come boldly with his word. Come back to the third chapter again. Let's get a little bit more out of this. So now he's trying to tell you, now this is how I want you to operate. You come boldly with my word. That's what I want you to do. Now, you come boldly with your eye back you up. Verse 4, 33, 4, what it say?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse number 4. 4 says, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head.
Ain't that stuff? Hold that for a minute. You see the thing? So it's up to you. See, we come, you gain your grace by hearing the voices of the true Israelites. We telling you that you got to get in order. We telling you you got to unite up under the sixth anointed camp. We telling you get in where you're fitting in at. You hear what we say. So you can be taken away in your mind with them wicked beliefs that you got. We can straighten up your mind, but you have to be able to ear to hear and come to the sixth anointing camp with big ears and a little mouth. And make sure you are 5:37 of Matthew. All you folks clap your mouth and say yay, yay, or nay, nay. Anything after that is evil. We'll get you there. We've been prepared and get prepared to get you there. But you got to put that trumped up spirit down and get in where you fit in it. That's what he's saying here. He said, look at, so he said, now if you hear it and you still drag your feet, remember the mother read soundly in Amos chapter 9, verse 10, he said, a sinner of my people of Israel is going to die. A sinner is the one that transgressed the Torah instruction, verse 5 book. He said, I'm going to kill you. Tell him, Amos, I'm going to kill you. So there it is. See how he brought it out? Verse 5.
Verse 5, Ezekiel chapter 33, verse number 5. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh the warning shall deliver his soul.
6.
But if the watchman seeth the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, transgression. But the blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
He's going to be taken away in your sin. You're going to be taken away in your sin. That's what you're going to be taken away in. He said, if you don't want to hear it, you want to drag your feet and think there's another day coming. Sooner or later, Yahweh will show his hand on you. Right? So we warn you up front why we do what we do and why we do what we do. Because we've got the spirit of Yahweh in us to show you his way. You just got to get the spirit of 18 verse 3. Mother E, you got to have an 18 verse 3 of Matthew. So the hold up is you having an 18 verse 3 of the book of Matthew. What does it say there, Mother E?
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3. Okay. Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3. And said, truly, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Give me another verse. Give me another one. What the next verse say behind that?
Verse 4. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5.
So you got to recognize when you come before the Christian morning council, you don't bring what you got to teach us. You don't teach us. We teach you. We teach you. You don't teach us. We got to understand that we are the teachers. So when you coming to teach, you out of order. You coming to be busy and a little mouth to learn from the six anointed counts. So if you don't have a 537, you're wasting your time, but Matthew, yay, yay, or nay, nay, we can help you if your spirit is humble as a little child. And then you know it's no wise you going anywhere because I have picked a ministry to come after all of the rest of the ministry and unlock the mysteries of the Bible, show you exactly who is the heathen, the stranger, the Gentile. What do that mean? What do they try to make it mean? What do Pentecost mean? Everything you want to know, we breaking it down in scripture, what it means. But you got to have an ear to hear. You can't have no fat mouth running when Sister Anointed Camp is trying to show you something, and you got a butt waiting on it. A butt. It's no butt. Yay, yay, nay, nay, anything past that is evil. That's why we give a pad to be able to show you what Yahuwah requires of you. And once you do that, Yahuwah is going to intervene. He ain't going to intervene with your puffed up spirit. Huh? You can't teach us nothing. We going to teach you something if you got it in here. If your homie is deaf like you read in 18 verse 3. We'll teach you and show you in the Bible. You may have all degrees in the world in theology. You might be a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever. But when you come down to this book, it's a whole different spirit. You look at this book, kernel. We look at it spiritually. We're able to help you, but you got to humble yourself. Back to the hill. Come on back to the hill. Let's see where we're at now. Let's get one more verse in. Micaiah, you pick up at verse number. Give me that verse 7 again. Micaiah, you pick it up in verse 8. What it said in verse 7 again, Elder.
That was verse 6.
Okay, verse number 7 in Ezekiel chapter
33. Brother Micaiah, be ready to pick up at verse 8. Verse 7 says, listen to this.
33:7 says, so thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, family of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the words at my mouth and warn them from me.
Ain't that something? You see that man saying? He said, listen, you see this mess? Now how you get Catholic out of this, Baptist out of this, any of them names that call the church was polluted for the whole congregation and children of Israel. How you gonna get anything to bring them in on any of this? Yeah. But they can bow God they went in on, they'll took over everything you got. You can't get them out. But we're gonna show you how you get them out by just opening the book up. Well, amen. This is talking about the family of Israel. The family of Israel is, and we know one thing, Northern Kingdom is gone. You jump through with Northern King. Be through with Northern King, period. All the seed of Northern Kingdom. Right now, all the seed of Northern Kingdom, 99% of them is Roman Catholics. 99% of them is Roman Catholics. Yeah. That's the way it is. So what they got to say to you, so they got to have the right to humble yourself. Because Yahuwah said, all of the seed of Ephraim, I'm through with. Then we read that out of the mouth of Jeremiah. And then that's the end of it. So those of Northern Kingdom got to find out their role, how to get back to Yahuwah, to Yahuwah. Okay? That is. That's plain. But like you say, he says, I sent you as a watch. Hold that part there, Brother Micaiah. Let's bag up the Isaiah. Let's see what that's talking about. Let's see some point. You see that? You see what we're saying now? Let's go see what that's talking about. How are you ever going to do that in one of them Catholics or Baptists? You can't go see what that's talking about. You can't take no picture. You want to take that verse and analyze it with your head. No, you analyze it through the scripture. You analyze it through the precept. You go through that talking about by putting another precept with that precept, then he'll tell you your story without you saying a word. That's how you do it. Let me see. Let's go to Isaiah 62 there, Brother Micaiah. And let's find out what he's talking about in 62 verse 1 and skip down to verse 6. And let's see what's going on. Isaiah 62 verse 1, who he talking about? And then skip down to verse 6, down to verse 9. Listen to this. Isaiah 62, verse 1, 69, Brother Micaiah, one of the teachers out of Camp 1. You on the clock. Come on.
You say Book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 5?
Isaiah Chapter 62. Pick up verse 1, 6 through 9. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of Isaiah. Chapter 62. Verses 1 through 9.
1 and skip down to 6 through 9.
1 skip down to 6 through 9. All right. The book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 1 and 6 through 9. Verse 1 reads, "For Zion, Yada Judah, say, will I not hold my peace? And for Jerusalem, 62, right?
You working with it?
Yes. Yeah, Isaiah 62, verse 1, 6 through 9, and 6 through 9. Verse 1 reads, "For Zion, polluted word for Yada Judah's sake, will I not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem, polluted word for Yada Judah's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth."
Well, that's a big verse. Hold that part. That's a big verse. Look at all he got in that verse. Look at all that lean meat on that verse one. Look at all that in that verse one. He got the whole sermon told in verse one. Look at all that meat in verse one. He'll tell you exactly what he's going to do and all that meat in verse one. But we don't even like a thing. We let it stay. But look at all that meat. Hold this right here. You can go and precept this until the broadcast is over with. That's that verse 1. But we're not. Get down to 6 through 9. My page is 3. Yeah, 6 through 9. Listen to this. Listen to 6 through 9.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 6 through 9. Verse 6 reads, "I have set watchmen upon your walls, Yada Judah, polluted word Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silent."
Hold that verse thought. You demand this thing? The last thing you do is keep silent. Saddles and horses everywhere. Okay, good, but what did Yahweh say? He said, look here. Don't give them no, he'll tell you something in the next verse, like he said here, ye that make mention of his name, Yahweh. So he's the seamless who he wants to keep the mouth going. He wants the one that use the name. Keep not silent. Now, the only thing is that every name they can trace in front of the Catholic Church, they go get them up. Have brown Guadalupe and put up in there and bewitch them until the curtain fall down on them. You see? They in bad shape. It's already ordained for them to be in bad shape because they're going to fall away from the truth. But it's also ordained for them to come back to the truth. So you got to get ready for it when it comes. Weapon your brother. But right now, he made it plain, Mother D.F. Israel, he made it plain, and let's go to the book of Hosea for a minute. He made something plain. See, if he made something plain, and you got to be able to connect the books. If he made something plain to you, and he got it where it's decoded, but it's something plain to you. In the book of Hosea, there, Mother B.F. Israel, he makes a profound statement about a people. It's real plain if you just connect the books. People, can we connect some of these books right here by going to the fourth chapter? All we're trying to do is connect stuff and see what it is. In the fourth chapter, This is what he said. Did he tell you why? Let's look at the fourth chapter of the book and pick up at verse number 16 and 17. See, all you got to do is just be able to go into the book. Don't try to win a Buck the Gum contest. Just see if the soul or what they're saying is it contrary to what Yahweh is saying. It is contrary to what Yahweh is saying, then once you just call it the way it is, you have peace and you have salt in yourself. Hosea chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. Listen to this.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16, for Israel slide back as a backsliding heifer. Now Yahweh will feed them as a lamb in a large place. 17, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
Yeah. Now, how you to in a Bible study with any of the northern kings. What did Yahweh just say you do? And what they undid? Don't even keep the Sabbath day. They keep the Christmas, Easter statues and everything. They out of order all over the place. But Yahweh said, what you do for them is what? In verse 17.
Verse 17, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
Ephraim is the 10 northern tribes, the leader of the 10 northern tribes. Yahweh, he deals with nations, not individuals. When he mentioned Ephraim, he's talking about the whole 10 northern tribes. All of them is up under Ephraim. Joseph boys and Manasseh, all of them is under them. So Ephraim got to get it right for them once he stood up on the Yahweh Judah. Okay. Then you baby sit in one of the rooms teaching them, you know, the God. They just as messed up as we are with the English language. They speak Spanish. That come from Esau, Latin language. You call yourself a nationality by because where are you? I'm Spanish. See? Change stuff. That's why y'all have to wake up through the pages of his Bible. Well, y'all just in there watching. This is what I want y'all to do straight. Now look what he says, what they undid, mother. In the 7th chapter, verse number 8, look what they undid. Look what the 10 northern tribes have did.
In Hosea.
Yes, ma'am. 7, verse 8.
Hosea, chapter 7, verse 8. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned.
Yes. You know what cake look like, Matt Johnson? That's what it look like. There's no brown on it. You got some, you got no brown on it. So you can't, that's why you got to tell them all about the spirit. Now, But Yahweh said something in the 6th chapter, verse 11. But what Yahweh got to do first? Now, read verse 10 and 11. In the 6th chapter, verse 10 and 11. Because he always told us, shout that old evil. Yahweh, he tells you something. He tells you so many words and you put it all together. And you don't see it? That's up to you. Look what he says in 6, verse 10. And in verse 11.
Hosea chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. verse 10. I have seen a horrible thing in the family of Israel. There is the whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Verse 11. Also, O Yahdah Judah, he has set an harvest for you. When I return the captivity of my people.
You see the man is saying, and who gonna be able to show you? He said, that's what's up in there. You see that? He says in verse 10, I have seen a horrible thing in the family of Northern Kingdom, Israel. There is whoredom on Ephraim. And he is defiled. See the man? So you got all the I can go on and on with it, but I'm not for time's sake. But I'm trying to tell you something. This ministry, but we're telling you, get in order. Judah lead. The six anointed camps lead. You're not Christian. You're not Catholic. You're not Baptist. You're not Christian. You ain't none of that. All that is a curse to you. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you big time. But you hear the message? Back to Brother Natalia. Come on back to Ezekiel. Get a little bit more out of Ezekiel. We got enough out of that. We'll paint the picture pretty good. Now you run on back over to the book called Ezekiel. And where you left off on Brother Natalia? Yes, sir. Where you
leave off? At verse 8.
Okay.
Yeah, chapter 33, verse 8.
Where is that?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die. If you do not speak to warn the wicked from his or her way, that wicked man or woman should die in his or her sin. But his or her blood will I require at their hand.
Verse what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? He said, let me tell you something, If you don't want to wicked, you still trying to, Jeremiah 2:33. You still want to be a Jeremiah 2:33? Huh? Let me tell you something. You know, we always want the increase to pass on the back, but you will do all that up under this expense. This expense, what you do it on, according to Jeremiah, you'll do it on 2:33. This is what you do. You'll be a 2:33. Hey, Mother E. Now, this is what they'll do, Mother E. They'll be a Jeremiah 2:33. See, you know, and this is going to plague you in the days of Yahweh when he comes to visit you. You cannot be a Jeremiah 2:33. Where do you say that, Mother E?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 33. Why trim thy your way to seek love? Therefore have thou also taught the wicked one day your way.
He said, why are you trimming your way to seek love? Why are you trimming your way? You want to make exceptions, and you ain't going to play by the rules of the Bible. Don't you know you've been anointed to come over the way the Bible is? But you will trim your way to seek love. You will trim your way for the capacity to be all outside and all that is out of order. Y'all ain't going to deal with that. You have to tell it like it is. Not tell it like it is. Now what you got to do? Don't trim your way to seek love. Tell it the way it is, the way the book says. You don't teach Judah. Judah teaches you. Judah is the teacher. That's the way the book is. Judah's the northern kingdom. And northern kingdom ain't got nothing coming until you find Judah. And be humble. As a little child, repent. And then Yahuwah will kick in and say, okay, now you can work with him some. But right now, you're going to be on the shelf. In your own mind, and you wonder why you disembobulated when you look for this, you can see destruction all in your face. You know why? Because that spirit is gone. We'll talk about that too, a little bit later. You know, we talk about that a little bit later. See, we got your answer, but you got to have an ear to hear. And once you hear it, apply it. Yahuwah got a ministry that ain't going to back down. My fact, this ministry got some 30 verse state on them, Brother Micaiah. They got some Job. This ministry, whether you know it or not, is a 30 verse 30 of Job. What is that? What that saying?
Job. Chapter 30. Verse 30. Book of Job, chapter 30, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, my skin is black upon me, and my bones are burnt with heat.
That's good. That sounds good, but that's exactly what I did want. I wanted, that's good. It's showing you that Job, that's Issachar's boy. But I want me some 30, verse 30. How about Proverbs 30, verse 30? I know I need some 30, verse 30 on something. What do Proverbs 30, verse 30 say?
Okay, go in the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, a lion, which is strong as a monster beast, and turneth not away from any.
When it comes down to the word of Yahuwah, we take no back seats to end. We teach you. You don't teach us. You don't teach us. We teach you. That's a fear you got to break. That fear got to be understood. We ain't bouncing nothing off. We teach. You listen. Apply. Now you are up under the will of Yahuwah. That's the way it is. Get a couple more statements out there in Ezekiel, because he's gonna make it real plain now, Brother Micaiah. He's gonna make something real plain in 33. He gonna say something. He's gonna tell Ezekiel, he's telling Ezekiel to tell the children of Israel. After you get to tell them all that good stuff. Now let's go back and see what he says in verse 9.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 9 to 11. Verse 9 reads, nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his or her way to turn from it, if he or she do not turn away from his or her way, he or she should die in their sin. But you have delivered your person. Verse 10. Therefore, O son of man, or daughter of man, speak unto the family of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if our transgressions, sin, and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we live? Verse 11, say unto them, as I live, says Yahuwah, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his or her way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?
Oh, family.
Thank you, Mother. Family. So, yeah, why were you there? If you don't turn from your wicked ways, the man gonna keep. Huh? You get your neck all nice and tight, fat. The man gonna keep. You don't lie on this Bible, the man gonna keep. Precept that mother back, mother be up Israel. Precept that back to 18 chapter. And pick up verse 1, 29 through 32. He gonna say it again. See, remember, you come on this network 6 nights a week. We have your answer. And we'll paint the picture for you. It's up to you to take heed to it and keep one thing in your mind. There's no organization on the planet Earth teaching voices of a tutor is like anything. We are the teacher. We are the teacher. You don't come to teach us nothing. You come to learn from us. Because we will show you what this Bible is saying. And if you come to me, you'll say, I didn't know that was that way. And we'll show you what we mean by that. Because you have jumped down and had to wait on me above Micaiah 2 Peter 3, verse 15 to 18. Let's see what it says right here. In the 18th chapter, 29 to 32. Listen to this, mother, dear Israel. Ezekiel 18, 29 to 32. Listen to this.
You said Ezekiel?
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 18, verse 29, down to verse 32.
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 29 to 32. Verse 29. Yea, says the family of Israel, the way of Yahweh is not equal. O family of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? 30. Therefore, I will judge you, O family of Israel, everyone according to his ways. Says Yahweh, repent and reach and turn yourself from all your sins, so sin shall not be your ruin. 31. Cast away from you all your sins whereby you have sinned, and make you a new mind and a new spirit. For why will you die, O family of Israel? 32. For I have no pleasure in the death of them that die, says Yahweh. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live you.
Yeah, man, friend. If I ain't got no pleasure when I kill you, and I'm not watching over you. When I turn Satan loose on you and Satan deliver you up, I'm not watching over you. Because I'm telling you right now, what you mean, WCC? Me not watching over. Well, just as you close that page, I can see what's going on in the room. You know, I don't know who all in this room, but I got a plan filling. That's the number you didn't want us to see tonight. I see. Now, what was I saying? Let's precept that. You say I got no pleasure in the depth there, mama. Let's run to Matthew 22. Let me show you why he said that. Remember, if I said, let me show you why he said that. If you got the right spirit, he'll show you how you tie this thing in. And then I know when you got it. I know when you got it. Oh yeah, I know when you got it. Yep. I'll be the teller, because one thing about it, he told you numbers. The same spirit on the seer is gonna be on them. They're gonna be able to thump his books. And they're gonna be able to bring it out in the classroom and my. I've been waiting to hear that good stuff. That, I like that. Look what y'all said in in 22:32. This is why he said that. Read that mother D.F. Israel.
Matthew 22:32. Matthew 22:32, and it reads, I am Yahweh of Abraham and Yahweh of Isaac and the Yahweh of Israel. Yahweh is not the Yahweh of the dead, but of the living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling you his position. Now, who you going to believe? No. Isaiah tell you in Nehemiah, everything that's wrapped up, they up under my rule. And they up under my rule because of what? Why they up under my rule, that brother Micaiah? Let's run to that 15th chapter, verse number 19 and 20, find out why they up under his rule. And what got them in a position where they have no watch from Yahweh? Run to Nehemiah there, Brother Micaiah. Run to the Nehemiah chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. We coming back to 2 Peter 3. 15 through 18, and our mother, he had me Psalms 85, 4 through 11, waiting on me, and then we'll bring in Mother Z, and she will address the national audience on some Thus Says Yahweh.
You say Nehemiah, you want chapter 13, verse 19?
Nicodemus. Okay. Let's try Nicodemus there, Brother Micaiah. How about a little Nicodemus? The reason why. Let's get them doing a little talking first. Let's understand what's going on in Nicodemus chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. Can you help me out there, Brother Micaiah? Can you help me out what's going on over there in Nicodemus? In the book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. What's going on?
Okay, I'm going to it right now. Book of Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. The Book of Nicodemus. Okay, chapter 15?
Yeah.
Or chapter 20?
Whatever I need, help me out there, okay? I need verse 19 to 20.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's the spirit I'm talking about. And that's when I know when you own something. When you know how to sit back and catch everything, and you can be looking in the book and pick them like a chicken. Now, mother, you got this feeling. All the mothers got that spirit up. They can sit back and let you bump your gums and pick you just like you picking a down soft chicken. Yeah? Oh, and I said word to you. But they'll get together and say, hey, this person right here ain't ready. They need a nice boot. They need a nice boot. That's what they need. Yeah. So you see, all this got to be. It's got to happen. It's going to happen. All we got to do is keep this thing getting in order. Because the mother got the same spirit on them. Every time it's in. On the airways. Instant in season, out of season, same spirit. That's the spirit of Yahweh. Okay?
Hallelujah.
You got to recognize the spirit. You only recognize it once you got the spirit. If you ain't got the spirit, you be looking out the corner of your eyes at somebody. Right? Look at this. Yeah? What's your reading? Listen, get a little Nicodemus in here. What? After Yahweh cleans them up. What do you say?
Book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, and I know now that he is Almighty Yahweh, who could perform such things, who is mighty in his dominion.
and mighty in his human nature, who is the Savior of mankind. Verse 20, bring not therefore this person here, for he will set at freedom, liberty, all those whom I hold in prison under unbelief and bound with the fetters of their sin, and will conduct them to everlasting life.
Yeah. He says, when you got that unbelief spirit, that's me got my hand over your eyes. When you don't believe, you can't recognize the signs of the time, and you still stand on the fence. That's Satan got a big black hand over your eyes. Got you in darkness. Big black hand over your eyes. Huh? Because that's what Adam said. When Adam said he showed up on me, he looked just like me. And Adam was made from the dust of the ground. So Adam said, he asked Yahweh, have you created another man inside me? I see a man look just like me. He said, no, man, that's Satan. He had a beard like me.
Mm-hmm.
You heard? See? Some see right. Satan got you in unbelief. And you keep on dragging your feet. And watch when your time run out, and you know, when you're upon that, you got doubt, unbelief. That same thing happened to Peter. Why you got faith in you, Peter? Why you doubt? See, you can't have no, you got to believe this thing. If you believe this thing, you're not going to kick in. And we'll know by your spirit. Your spirit won't be up this week or 2 days later down in the... You got the same old spirit on you, and it's spirit of Yahweh. That's it. But you put that spirit on those that's not in unbelief. Yeah, let's get a hey mother. Let's bring that in now, mother. Let's bring that Psalm 85:4-11, and then Brother Micaiah in that 2 Peter 3:15-18. He will bring the mother in to address the national audience. Come on.
Book of Psalms, chapter 85, verses 4-11.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, real good. Yeah, listen to this.
Psalms, chapter 85, verse 4. Turn us, O Yahweh, of our salvation, and cause that anger towards us to cease. Verse 5. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Verse 6. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Verse 7. Show us thy mercy, O Yahweh, and grant us thy salvation. Verse 8, I will hear what the Yahweh will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, but let them not turn again to folly. Verse 9, surely his salvation is nigh. Then that surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that honor may dwell in our land. Verse 10, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Verse 11, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 4 again, mother.
Chapter 85, verse 4. Turn us, O Yahweh, of our salvation, and cause thy anger us to cease.
Mm-hmm. Read that again.
Psalms 85, verse 4. Turn us, O Yahweh, of our salvation, and cause thine anger towards us.
Yahweh mad at us. See, Yahweh mad at us. He mad at us. Did I see you? He got all this stuff waiting on you, but you still holding on to. You're not going to do his protocol. He mad at us. So you see what the seer David is prophesizing. Turn Yahweh. He was not in his day. Days and months. He's turning from the wrath you got on these people. Man, you got a bitch. He said, yeah, okay, I will. If they recognize what I got written in this book. But hold that point. I want to hold that up to later there, Bob McKay. I want to come right back. I'm going to come back to that Nicodemus again. Because Satan the devil called him by a name. And I want to know who was he calling this name. Come back to that book again of Nicodemus. And he getting ready to receive somebody that for Satan know who this guy really is. And watch what Satan calls him in the 19th chapter. But let's go get him as they get ready to receive him. What is they going to call him? And then Satan going to get discussing about who this guy is. Come on back to that same Nicodemus, get to verse 1. And I want to find out about this guy's name. Well, Satan's going to call him something in 19. Now, I want you to listen very carefully what Satan called this guy he's getting ready to see. Pick up at verse 1 again, that Bob McKay.
Okay. The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, quarrel between Satan and the prince of hell concerning the expected arrival of Yahweh the Son in hell. While all the saints, polluted word for Israelites, were rejoiced, behold, Satan, the prince and captain of death, said to the prince of hell. Verse 2.
That's good enough. That's good enough right there. So now, in verse 1 and 2, what is the subject matter? So all of the prince of death and all his men, they gave a discuss about. Who did Jerry discuss about in verse 1? They discussed, could they get ready to receive somebody down with, into their domain? They get ready to take hold of somebody. What he says his name is in verse 1?
Yahweh the Son.
But read in verse 1.
Okay, verse 1. Nicodemus chapter 15, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, quarrel between Satan and the prince of hell concerning the expected arrival of Yahweh the Son in hell.
Good. Now skip down to verse 19. Now listen to this in verse 19.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, and I know now that he is Almighty Yahweh, who could perform such things, who is mighty in his domain. And mighty in his
Wait a minute, Brother McKay. He said, now he know that guy in verse 1 is who?
Almighty Yahweh.
He's a what?
Almighty Yahweh.
Oh, I can't hear what I need to hear. I mean, you hear the man is saying? Mm-hmm. You hear the man saying about this man that he getting ready to see? And now I know, I am fully persuaded, the one I'm getting ready to receive, well, I'm going to have him for just a little while. He is, what is his name?
Almighty Yahweh.
Ain't that something? Mm-hmm. Almighty Yahweh. Yes. The Almighty Yahweh is Yahweh the Son. That's who is the Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh the Son. He is the Almighty Yahweh. That's who he is. Well, stop it right there. We can bring in our mother, and she's going to address this national audience. As a matter of fact, we'll bring in, then let's bring in the elder first, let them know we'll bring this broadcast, and we'll bring the mother in to address this national audience. She got plenty to tell you, national audience. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, national audience. Elder Tills, what is your closing statement on page 60? You're on the clock. Come on. Fear. I'm going to mute Elder. Go to the mother. Well, your radio station is doing one. All right, let's see if we find Mother Z. Now, Mother Z is one of the moves out of Cab 1, and she's getting ready to address this national audience. She's up to you to pay attention, because we just don't come half cocked. We prepared to tell you something. It's up to you to have the spirit of discernment. Now, Mother Z, tribe of Young Dog Junior, one of the mothers out of Cab 1. Y'all are busy than Steve Rogers.
Yahweh bless and keep you still, Israel,
upright
seed. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we don't know how many in the room and what's going on, but it must be one of them big numbers. And the WCC said, I ain't going to let you see how many in the room this time, because y'all got besides yourself. So we're going to do everything we can to trap you up now. Okay. That's on you. But one thing we do know, that the mother's going to address these national orders and tell you something. All you got to do is have an ear to hear. So, Mother E, what are you prepared for the national orders to hear? And they need to have an ear to hear the mother out of Cap 1, Mother Z. You're on the clock, Mother.
Well, I'm just going to read for the national audience tonight, Romans chapter 7, and I read about Torah instruction. Romans chapter 7, so I read at verse 1, then I'm going to skip down to the verse 7. Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Now even know, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, how the Torah instruction have dominion over a man as long as he lives. And then I'm going to skip down to verse 7. Verse 7. What shall we say then? If the Torah instruction said, Yahweh forbid, nay, I have known not sin, but by the Torah instruction, for I have not known love, except the Torah instruction have said, thus shall not cover. Verse 8. The sin takes occupation by the Torah instruction. In me, all manner of sin. For without the Torah instruction, sin was dead. Verse 9. For I was alive without the Torah instruction. For I was alive without the Torah instruction was, but when the Torah instruction came, sin revealed and I died. Verse 10. And the Torah instruction which were ordained to life, I found to be unto death. Verse 11. But sin take occupation by the Torah instruction, deceiving me, and by it slay me. verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the Torah instruction is righteous and just and good. And I would just like to leave that with your national audience tonight to just say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. The Torah instruction is going to stand forever. But see, a lot of people jump down, and that's now we got to bring that verse in now, Brother McCallion. And we got to bring that verse in 2 Peter 2. See, it's amazing about this guy, but the chief speaker of the nation of Israel is going to address this guy, Brother McCallion, and he'll tell us something. That's why we just can't always jump down in such a thing. You know, he's going to tell you something right now. What he's saying, Brother Micaiah in 2 Peter 3, 15 through 18.
The book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 15 through 18. Verse 15 reads, and account that the long-suffering of our Yahweh's salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of those things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrath, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Verse 17, you therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son. To him be honor, both now and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he's saying, be very careful and jump down in Paul's writing. So you jump down in Paul's writing. And Paul, he said, and those that unlearned jump down in Paul's writing, they will twist Paul's life, but it's to their own destruction. See, you just can't jump down in Paul's writing and try to teach out of Paul's writing, and you're going to always come up short. And that's what he'll do. He'll jump right down in Paul's writing, and I'll give you a case of Paul. Let me see where he comes up short. Let's go on to Galatians chapter 3, Brother Micaiah, and look at verse 16 through 19 and verse 23. Let me show you what we're talking about. You jump down in Paul's right, but you're going to twist Paul's right, and you'll be as far as east meets the west will never can touch. But you got to know something by trying to read what Paul says. You don't need what Paul's saying. You first need to learn how to keep the law, Torah and such. Then he'll build you up into that. Like here go. Watch this. Galatians chapter 3, 16 through 19 and 23. What it say?
Okay. The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 16 through 19 and verse 23. Verse 16 reads, now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He says not, and to seed as many as of many, but as of one, and to the seed, which is Yahweh the Son. Verse 17, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of Yahweh in Yahweh the Son, the Torah instruction, which was 430 years after, cannot this annul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Verse 18, for if the inheritance be of the Torah instruction, it is no more of promise. But Yahweh gave it to Abraham by promise.
verse 19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to warm the promise was made, and it was ordained by ministering spirits in the hand of a mediator. Verse 23. But before we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, the covenant which should afterwards be revealed.
Now you see that? Now let me hear you say it. Now, let me see what you're saying. Now, you jump down in that writing, and that's what, and that's then you be able to, you jump down and say it and read that, and say that you ain't got to keep no more laws, because that's been done away. And when faith comes, who is that? What do you mean faith? See, when faith comes, you're no longer up under that schoolmaster. You're not up under that law. Now, see, but you know what you're going to say? Catholics, Protestants, Baptists, yeah, that law. You ain't got to keep that law. All you got to do is love and love your brother. See, they'll hijack you every time you can't get off money. That's what they'll do for you. See that? But that's what they do. That's why they tell you, jump down in Paul's writing. You jump down in Paul's writing, you're gonna mess up big time, and we're going to watch the best of them. Jump down in Paul's writing. And they'll try to explain Paul's writing. And what they do, they'll twist Paul's writing every time. See? Because the law that you're going to say is the command. But see, the law he's talking about is the law of sacrifice, yes? But that's where you're going to mess up at. But we ain't going to have time to tighten that up. We're going to throw that on tape. We'll take care of that on another broadcast, or maybe at the Saturday class. But see, that's the law he's talking about. But you're jumping down that. But Brother McKay, let me get one verse in and a closing statement in 1 Corinthians 16:22. Let's see, it says, no, it's 1 Corinthians 16:22. And just hold on. And we'll see what it's where we go from there. Let's see what it says in 1 Corinthians. And Mother E, have me Galatians 1:6-9, waiting on it. Galatians 1:6-9. What it says in 1 Corinthians 16:22. Brother Micaiah Israel, what it says?
The book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16, verse 22 reads, if any man love not Yahweh the Son, let him be an anathema, anathema, maranathia.
Yeah, when you look up that word, he said, let him be a curse. That's what he said. He said, now, if you don't love, you know, Yahweh, Let you be a curse. That's what he say. If you're not gonna love no Yahweh, let him be a curse. Now precept of the 1 John 5:3. He said, if they don't want to love no Yahweh, let them be a curse. Now he said, see it? You jump down in Paul's right, and you get yourself all just handed out all type of ways. And we watch it jumping Paul's right and twist it up. So if you don't love Paul and you don't love Yahweh, he said, let you be a curse. What are you talking about? 1 John 5:3.
The book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 3 reads, for this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions are not grieved.
So you see the love of Yahweh here? Keeping his Torah instructions. Examine yourself. You love him? He said, this is the love of Yahweh, keeping his Torah instructions. So you see that? So you see where you come short at every time he put the book down? Protestant, Baptist, Oh, every last one. They can have all the love going on, but and say to them, they're not keeping the Catholic Church, Protestant, Episcopalian, Pentecostal, Baptist Church. Huh? They got him in the mouth, but they don't love him because you're not keeping none of these things. He tell you, blessed be the seventh day of the week. When the sun go down on Friday, sun go down on Saturday. You keep first day of the week. How you loving him? You loving the one that gave you that power. That's Satan the devil, okay? That's why they said these bosses of church like got to slow them down a little bit because they make a profound statement and they backing it up with them stuff. That's exactly right. If you love him, you keep the Torah structure. And that's plain. So how you love him? How you got his name in your mouth, although you ain't called him by his name, but we know you who you referring to. Mother E, what it say in Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9, what it say?
The book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Verse 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace, the covenant of Yahweh the Son, the good of Christ, unto another gospel. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of the covenant of Yahweh the Son, the living Christ. Verse 8, but though we are, but though we are an ministering spirit from heaven, teaching any other covenant unto you in that which we have taught unto you, let him be a curse. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man teaches any other covenant unto you than that you have received, let him be a curse.
That's strong words for them. So look here. If you teach any old thing besides what bosses of a Jerusalem teach, uncut, thus says Yahweh, let you be a curse. See that say right? So you see what Paul, that's why I say, see how you jumped out of Paul's right? And you ignore, and you don't tie none of this in. You just go down and tell Paul, say, you ain't got to keep the law no more. See, you see what you do? You do some of the, you do some things that's, and we marvel how so many people have been so far removed from the understanding of thus says Yahweh. We marvel at that. Doctors, lawyers, all types of people can look, read this Bible with all the degrees of the world and can't figure out you worship on the wrong thing, with a cross or with a brick somewhere in front of you or a five-pointed star, and can't see that's wickedness to the pits of hell. And you don't see it. Great. Mother E, how about a closer thing behind that?
Okay. I'm going to read a little in Jeremiah 16. Start at verse 14 and read to verse 19. Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 14. Therefore, behold, the day cometh, said the Yahweh, that I will no more be fed. Start over there again. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 14. Therefore, behold, the day coming, says the Yahuwah, that it shall no more be said, the Yahuwah live, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Verse 15. But the Yahuwah liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from the land wherewith he has driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Verse 16. Behold, I will send forth my fishmen, said the Yahuwah, and they shall fish them, and after will I send forth my hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of all the holes of the rock. Verse 17, for my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, neither is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. Verse 18, and first I will recompense their sin, and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the curses of their detestable and abominable things. Verse 19, O Yahuwah, my strength and my force and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our father has inherited lies, vanity and things wherein there is no profit. Verse 20 and 21. Shall a man make Yahuwah unto himself, and they are no Yahuwah? 21. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause him to know. I will cause him to know my hand, know that my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. What's Mother E? One of the mothers out of Camp Juan. Okay, see, right? And let's see if we'll find Mother D up Israel and take a little peep at the mother's made the final statement. But we're going to see him expand on that by going to tracking Ezra, Mother D up Israel. Like I said, again, you got to be taught now. I'm telling you, you have to be taught. Just jump down there with all the education you want until you talk properly by the bosses of a true Israelite. You just gonna be thumbing around in this book. And 2 Ezra 2:33-34. Most day of Israel. Let's see what that say. We're going to 2 Ezra. We're going to 2 Ezra, Most day of Israel. Now, what I watch this for this. 2 Ezra 2:33-34. Listen to this right here.
2 Ezra 2:33-34. Verses 33. I, Ezra, received a charge of Yahuwah upon Mount Horeb, that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me at naught and despised the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. 34. And therefore I said unto you, all you heathen, that hear and understand.
Wait a minute. What do you call Southern Kingdom, Yahweh Judah?
Heathen.
You know another word for heathen? Heathen is another word called Gentile. So he just called Yahweh Judah a Gentile. Yes, you're right. You can be called a Gentile. And he's going to tell you why you call a Gentile. Yes. Yahweh Judah can be called a Gentile too. Just call you a devil. The seer call you a Gentile. Let's tell you why he called you a Gentile. Keep reading. Why did he call you a Gentile?
Okay.
34.
That here, huh?
34.
Okay, 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 34. And therefore I said unto you, all you heathen that hear and understand, look for your teachers, your shepherds. He shall give you everlasting rest, for he is nigh at hand that shall come in the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. So who gonna get his old heathen rest? He gonna come give you rest. And who he talking about again in verse 33? Who he calling the heathen in verse 33? A Gentile. Who's he calling a Gentile in 33?
Well, it's that Israel.
What? Read 33.
Okay. 2 Ezra chapter 33. Verse 33. I, as received a charge of Yahweh upon Mount Horeb, that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me at naught and despised the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
And when you despise the covenant, and when you despise the covenant of Yahweh, you even tribe or Southern Kingdom, Northern Kingdom. Now, when you despise the covenant of Yahweh, that means you refuse to do what he gave you, a dress code. He gave you Leviticus 23. He told you plainly, you know, on what days to keep, what to eat, what not. And when you despise them, on what he got written. Now, what do we call you, although you are Israelite? Verse 34.
And therefore I say unto you, all you heathen, that hear and understand, for your shepherd, he shall give you everlasting rest, for he is nigh at hand, that shall come in the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Now give me 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, in the closing statement. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, there, Mother Dean of Israel. So you see, look in the mirror. Are you keeping Torah instructions? Are you still wearing pants? And when they tell you not to wear pants, you are a heathen. You are Gentile. We tell you what not to do, and you do it anyway, right? That makes you a heathen. You're Gentile. And you're going to pay the price for it. You know what he said about being a heathen and a Gentile? Matter of fact, let's read that verse real quick there, Mother, before you read this verse. Let me show you what he said about it in Amos 9, verse 10. Let me show what he said about the heathen and the Gentile. Refuse to do my Torah instruction. What did he say? Now we're going to read what he said. We're going to read exactly what he said in Amos 9, verse 10. What did he say there?
Amos chapter 9, verse 10. Chapter 9, verse 9 and 10?
Just 10. Verse 1, verse 10.
Oh, Amos chapter 9, verse 10. all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
You can take it anywhere you want to take. You can continue to do things contrary to what Yahweh is telling you to do. You can continue to not keep the Sabbath day, feast day. Get in where you fit in at. If you're a woman, take some pants off. If you're a man, take that dress off. Take some panties off, man. Stop wearing them bras, man. Take that stuff off. Put them branches on. It's up to you. That's what it says over in 11 verse 4 in the closing statement. What you got there, mother? 2 Corinthians 11 verse 4. Continue. The man ain't lying. He said, I'm going to keep. So what you got coming? Although we don't know what the count in the room, because WCC said we ain't going to let you see what's in the count of the room, because you will get too happy. So we going to block count of the room tonight. Yeah, it's up to you. But we know one thing. We know we'll load all the country. And once we organize properly, we gonna block you one day. But not now. What does it say in 11 verse 4?
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4. For if he that cometh teaches another Yahweh song, whom we have not taught, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another covenant which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him.
He said, otherwise reject. If the bosses of a true Israelite is not leading and telling the show, and you can't teach the bosses of a true Israelite nothing. We used to teach. Reject it till you're gone about your long head. Because we've been ordained to bring you this word uncut as is written 6 nights a week. Ain't a ministry on the planet can do anything with the teaching of voices of the true Israelite. See, I should cut you off. Where you come here? So that's the way it is. Mother E. Mother D.F. Israel, closing statement to catch them top part of Saturday. You on the clock. Come on.
Psalms 84, verse 10. For a day in the courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the temple of my Yahweh than to dwell in the tent of the wickedness. Verse 12. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man or woman that trusted in you. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's Mother D.F. Israel, one of the most out of Camp 1. Same spirit every time. And that's what it's all about, Sierra. One thing about it, this ministry is low in the known world. Tell you what time it is. And you got to have eyes to hear, eyes to see, ears to hear. It's up to you. Time's going to run out. Brother Micaiah, let's see what we be teaching that mystifies the world so much in Matthew chapter 13, 1, 2, and 3, 11 through 13, and closing statement. Let's see what's going on. What's mystifying the world about the teaching of voices of the children's life? Let's see what he says in the book of Matthew 13, 1, 2, and 3, 11 through 13, a closing statement. Now, Brother McKay, you on the clock. Come on.
Book of Matthew, chapter 13, 1 through 3, and 11 through 13. Verse 1 reads, the same day went Yahweh the Son out of the house and sat by the seaside. Verse 2, and great multitudes was gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse 11.
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whoso hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Verse 13, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand.
Hey, that's that. Now, I'm sure you why this whole thing is a mystery to the whole world. Watch this right here. Matthew 18, verse 11. Watch this. Matthew 18, 11. That's why we know that the world, sooner or later, they're going to come lining up, but they got to be in order. And the teachers will be in place. Land, school, banquet hall. 12 room, 24 teachers, 2 in each room. It'll be there. Right. Because here goes the greatest mystery. The greatest mystery here is Matthew's 18:11. Greatest mystery in the Bible is 18:11. What is that?
Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
Is it that? And precept at the 15:24. So when the Son of Man came, he came to save those that are lost. See that? That's the greatest mystery. He didn't come to save everybody. He came to save those who are lost. And you precept that to Matthew 15:24 and the closing statement. Come on.
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Now look at that. So how you get John 3:16, and that means is, see that? You see that? They got your mystery right there. But Micaiah, closing statement, one of the teachers out of Camp 1, you on the clock, come on.
Thanking Yahweh for another day to read his word, for the wife and daughters, and for the seer to bring forth and continue to teach us the word of truth from Yahweh. I want to read the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 23. Verse 7 reads, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Wait a minute, okay. He gonna pull out his spirit on you. What is that supposed to mean? Let's see what David said behind that. Hold that point right there, Brother McKay.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, give me Numbers chapter 12, verse 3 and 5 first. Let's see if we walk this down, what he just said. He'll say it's something. He's going to pull out his spirit on him. What is he talking about? Numbers 12, 3 and verse 5.
Book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3 and verse 5. Book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Verse 5, and Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Verse 8,
with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in the dark speeches, and the similitude of Yahweh shall be behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Amen. Man said,
mm-hmm.
He said, with Moses I speak mouth to mouth. That means Moses has the spirit of Yahweh in it.
Mm-hmm.
Through the word called Christ. Moses has the spirit of Yahweh in it. So the spirit of Yahweh was in Moses. 1 Samuel 8, verse 7.